Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wrestling It Factor Radio, the Nakers edition. That's right. Your host with the most, with a bang. On January the 30th, 2020, joined by my co-host, Tommy Two Chips.
Hey, good evening.
Yes, ooh, yeah. Yes. Yes. MSNBC, they definitely were the cronies of the of the week. Can you believe this woman, Allison Morris, saying the N-word? Lately.
It depends how you look at it. She definitely did a mistake. There's no question about that. But if you break it down in different ways, it depends how you look at it. You know, there's a guy who broke it down in super slow-mo. She said Knackers, N-A-K-E-R-S. And then you do it another way, so like she said the other word. It just depends how you look at it. I mean, but she definitely did it. Either way you look at it, she made a mistake. Big time.
Right. Yes. NBC stands for nothing but Caucasians. Of course, Comcast still have the ongoing lawsuit with Bob Byron Island, basically. Racist bias, and that adds more to it. They self-centered. They basically not fair with minorities. Basically, they don't want to see a minority on 100% of a cable channel. They definitely don't. They gotta have a chunk in it. And that's why Byron Allen is fighting for it, for everything. It has a lot of merit, this lawsuit. Yes, the established liberals can do nothing right. Or they want to rig their own primary. They want to try to do their best. They trying to find some ways to destroy Bernie again, basically. But he has too much momentum right there. What are you going to do if he wins 48 states? They're going to screw him for Joe Biden or Buttigieg? There's no way that these two clowns not going to win.
Buttigieg doesn't have a snowball chance in hell.
Right, Buttigieg, Buttigieg. Mm. I mean, I'm not, of course, right there, and of course, a lot of women not going to be voting for a gay man right there.
That's definitely true.
No, it's not going to happen. Biden, he lose at everything. Yeah, he. Go right ahead.
Buttigieg does not even have good. In the city he was mayor of, he had bad relationships with the blacks in the city. So, he's just not going to win with anybody. No way he's going to win. Bernie Sanders, they are trying to mess with Bernie Sanders. They are. Again.
Right. And it's backfired from Elizabeth Warren. Why did you call them? You said women can win. Yeah, you said.
I can see Bernie Sanders. Backstabber.
I can see. Bitch, please. Yes, I said it. I did not say that. You and corporate media liberals, right there. This is why progressives and socialists and others turn to independent media on YouTube, the Jimmy Dole's of the world, the RTs, to tell it like it is, or black media, because really the Democrat Party is full of shit. Established is full of shit. And
yeah,
you call that the party of minorities? Why is 2020? Why is only just one black man as a U.S. senator? Why is only one black woman as a senator? What's the reason behind that?
Democrat Party's not for anybody.
Right.
They're evil. I would not vote for them.
And Exactly. They're a bunch of hypocrites, and they supported every Democratic senator supported Trump's military budget thing. They said they're against them. No, they're not. Elizabeth Warren was kissing Trump's ass. They voted. Of course, Bernie Sanders, he's independent, so he voted against it. And Rand Paul, I forgot the other Republican, they voted against it because they don't believe in, you know, the war and stuff. And that shows that the Democrat establishment look out for themselves right there. They want to bomb other countries for no reasons and put fake news up there for CNN and MSNBC, the military industrial complex, to carry on. They money hold drivers. Like Elizabeth Warren, she's supposed to be anti-Trump. No, she's not. They funded the border. About most of the House, half of the Democratic side, along with the Republicans in the House. Of course, the ones like, you know, Ocasio-Cortez, Tulsi Gabbard, voted against it and stuff, right there. And then, of course, you have the recently NAFTA thing. Come on. Almost every Democrat had voted for it, except for Chuck Schumer. Then you have independent Bernie Sanders that voted against it. Come on. They post to play this, you know, it's political theater they playing, or work. They working people. They work in America. I just understand that. If they can watch pro wrestling, they can watch more pro wrestling than these shows on cable news. Cable liberal news.
Oh, yeah, they definitely working with people. I had a peaceful trial with 13 hours of TV. Oh, come on. Saying stuff over again.
The clown show?
Yeah.
Come on. What? These idiots going to actually believe he's going to be impeached? He's not going to be impeached. Republicans run the Senate.
Yep.
53-46. They won. He's in.
Wasting taxpayers' money. Then you got Nancy Pelosi who get out these pens for the cost of what? I think about $6,000 for the pens. And just wasting time and money. They have no agenda.
Right.
The only one that's gaining momentum is Bernie Sanders. They're trying to cut him down.
Bernie's an independent. He's just on the Democratic card. He's independent. They force him to be for this primaries a Democratic. The DNC, the Dumb Nuts Convention. That's what it stands for. The Dumb Nuts Convention. You can't participate in it. You can't participate it, or you disqualified. We can't do that. You gotta be Democrat. You gotta act Democrat. You can't trash nobody. We warning you.
Oh yeah, that's so true.
Fall in line. Fall in line. Joe Biden bringing the racist Democrat form from years ago. The good old boys. And
yeah,
they getting away with it. You see, getting away with the blackface in Virginia on the Democratic side, and they didn't leave office.
Right, the governor. Yep, the governor of Virginia.
Right, and then someone else also, another Democrat also that's in, of course, in Maryland and a delegate, and another one in, there's another one in Virginia also that did something offensive. And these idiots had roots from the KKK that's still in the Democratic Party.
Oh, yeah, this point, the KKK came from the Democrat Party, the Jim Crow, everything that black people hate comes from the Democrat Party. The system that makes it hard for us came from the Democrat Party. Andrew Jackson was the president that started the Democrat Party. And he was straight up slave owner and racist. Straight up. Document.
Right. This, and the biggest voting block from 2016 was people that didn't vote more than a Democrat.
Oh, yeah, 4 million blacks did not vote in the last election. 4 million. And then, believe it or not,
it's like 13-14%
of the black vote.
But you still have 4 million people who didn't vote.
Right. Of course, 50% black didn't vote Hillary. Of course, the white women vote also. They can't stand Hillary. 70%. And it's going nowhere, and these high-paying hoes that's doing, like, Rachel Maddow and other ones, they getting paid $30,000 or more a day, an episode talking about fake Russia and everything else.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, if they tell the truth, they're fired. They fired, like, Phil Donahue or a few others. If you go against war, you're fired. Hey, get in contact with me, Comcast, anytime. If you want me to do a show, I'll do it. Shucks, I'll do it for the money. I'll do it real good to make y'all look 5-star. I would do anything. I would even say Hillary is the best centrist. I would do anything. I would do fucking anything.
Well, everybody's still talking about Kobe Bryant.
Oh, yes.
That was just
one of the greatest players of the going into from the 90s and to now, basically. Amazing.
Where were you when you heard the news about Kobe Bryant? Where were you?
I was at home, and, you know, my wife was saying that she saw it on social media, and I said, It has to be a hoax. It has to be a hoax. No way. Because LeBron just broke Kobe's scoring record. Last Friday weekend, and Kobe was congratulating him on that. And even when I had, you know, flu symptoms, I went to work like I was Kobe and Michael, and it all of a sudden, it just, I was shocked to see it right there in the TMZ headlines. I was, oh my,
yeah, I was shocked too.
God,
I didn't believe it at first,
right,
either. I was like, huh, really? And then I see more news come out, and it's like, man.
And then to find out his daughter was with him, and that was even more hurtful. It was more lost for words.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was bad. You know, then more information coming out. They shouldn't have been flying. The fog was so bad. The police, you know, canceled all helicopter flights. They didn't fly. You know, so, you know, listen to helicopter pilots. He's saying when it's fog, L.A. is known for fog and smog. So it's hard. When it's really foggy, you can't see a thing. You really can't. But, man, what a legacy he left. And people don't realize how hard the man worked, how hard he practiced. I mean, he was
a day in and day out, basically.
Right.
So he had a superb career, basically, in the NBA, 17 and a half years old, 20-plus seasons. And he been putting work, going to playoffs and finals, so many final appearances, and the Mamba was everywhere. All-star, he was the franchise that stayed with the Lakers from the beginning to the end.
Yep. He definitely was. All these players are jumping from team to team. He stayed with one team. I respect that about him a lot. He figured that he stayed with the team.
Right.
And all the players that played with him, oh, man, they had some – the tributes were very moving and very touching. I mean, oh, man, Shaq was crying. Jerry West was crying. Oh, man. You could tell that the man had respect. And people had mad love for him, too. I got to admit, though, first he came to the NBA, I didn't like him. I wasn't that big of a fan of his. But he grew into a leader. He got better over the years, and I started to be a fan of his.
Right.
But, man, that
really, I was more of a Jordan fan than a, you know, Kobe, basically. I respected him, his game.
Mm-hmm. Everything brought a lot of guts when Jerry West was going Kobe Bryant, because he traded a lot of players for him. One was, I mean, two all-stars for him. And that was a gutsy, you know, that was a gutsy thing to do in a rookie like that, straight out of high school. But even wrestling, every sport talked about Kobe. Every sport gave tribute to Kobe. I mean, WWE did it. AEW did it. Football, hockey did it. Ovechkin, of the guy for the Washington Capitals, wore his jersey, 24 jersey, for Kobe.
Everywhere, soccer,
right.
Everywhere, baseball players talking about every.
Right.
He's a huge name, basically.
He used to go to the Dodgers games. Because, you know, Magic Johnson owns the Los Angeles Dodgers. And he used to go to the Dodgers game and watch baseball. And people don't realize this, that Kobe was a good soccer player. He knew how to play soccer. You know, not too many people know that. But
college basketball paid tribute to him.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone had on the 24 and the 8.
It was just phenomenal. You know, how much impact he had on athletes from different genres and everything. That's how it shows you two things. One, how popular he was, and two, how popular the NBA is. the NBA right now is the second most popular sport in the world. Basketball is. And the NBA seen 300 million people in China watch the NBA alone. And then you have leagues, basketball leagues starting up in countries rapidly starting up, very fast. I was at a basketball game last month in D.C. I saw the Knicks play the Wizards. And I met this guy from New Zealand. He came from America to see basketball. Came from New Zealand to America to see basketball. He said basketball is growing big over there in New Zealand. It is like hot. And, you know, everyone knows about Kobe and everything.
Yes.
NBA,
he's a worldwide figure.
Right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What's your thoughts on the Royal Rumble?
What's your thoughts
on the Royal Rumble?
It was, I would say a fair pay-per-view, a very good outcome for the Royal Rumble for Drew Galloway to win, Drew McIntyre basically, and he's been Impact World Champion before, and it finally is. I just hope he go over Lesnar right there because they need a fresh new face instead of these, you know, the Cena's or the Randy Orton's or the Roman Reigns.
Yeah, I like that. Drew won. I like that. The Fiend versus
right.
Daniel Bryan, that was a pretty decent match.
I mean, it was the best one that Bray Wyatt had for a long time.
Yeah. I have to admit, I like the Women's Rumble. Beth Phoenix
right.
is a trooper. I mean, she got her head got busted open. She still competed.
Yes.
It was a tough chick.
And the I did like the women's Royal Rumble right there. Santino, some reports were saying that Sasha Banks, I think she found out that Charlotte was winning. That was one of the rumors right there that she's didn't want to be in the Rumble, so Santino replaced her.
Dude, that's deep.
Right now, the rumor going around.
Whoa. And what
and
was the backstage? What was the backstage?
Yes, people didn't. You said a backstage?
Yeah, backstage. Brock Lesnar and, got into a fight. There's a guy from NXT, the bro guy.
Oh yeah, Matt Riddle and
Matt Riddle.
That was basically a nothing seriously. Talk basically. Riddle used to be in UFC and yeah. But people didn't care about Charlotte Flair keep being in the main the championship match at WrestleMania, and really her she is going to wrestle for the NXT championship, Rhea Ripley. I just hope they continue. I hope she go in that route right there because we don't want to see her in another women's championship. Definitely NXT, hopefully to get Ripley over at WrestleMania instead of her going finally driving out on WrestleMania, finally.
That, and every, you know, it will be different, too. Her going to Rhea Ripley. I like Rhea Ripley, you know.
Right.
And they, if they compete, they, you know, going to wrestle out, you know, that'd be different because she already wrestled Bayley and Becky Lynch so many times, a lot of times. So kind of don't want to see that, you know, see her go against either Becky Lynch or Bayley again.
Yeah, don't want to see that.
But I got to admit, the NWA Power, oh, man, that is, they're doing some good television. Oh, man,
I heard that was the best show
going.
Of the week, the best show, wrestling show of the week.
Oh, it was. It was. I mean, dude, did I mean, you had Eli Drake, who works the crowd like The Rock. I kid you not. The crowd feeds off of him. Cause, you know, cause he, it's so much better when wrestlers just do their own interviews, their own promos, to have the stuff written down. It is so much better. Because that shows their real talent, their real person, it shows their real personality, you know. But Eli Drake and James Storm as a tag, NWA tag team champions. Wow, that's gold right there, man. That is money.
Yes.
And then Nick Aldis.
I'm telling you. Exactly. He's money. He had cut a like a Ric Flair type of promo.
Yep. He did.
Wow.
And Nick Aldis, I like the WWE. I like AEW. But Nick Aldis is the best world heavyweight champion right now for many reasons. First reason is that he literally defends his belt across the world. He goes to other countries and defends the belt. He has done that. Done it in England. He's done it in China. You know, he's done it in other places. You know, he's done that. The man dresses like a world champion. That's how you represent. These world champions right now, you look at most of them, they don't dress in suits. They dress in just like casual clothes. When you're the world champion, there's 7 billion people in the world. 7 billion people, like different continents in like over 100-something different countries, and only one person can call himself the world champion. That says something. That means you're important. Then hold a prestigious belt like the NWA Heavyweight Championship, the oldest belt in America. Dude, that means something. You know? If you look at what Nick Aldis is doing, all these, it's like a high flying in wrestling right now. Everyone's looking for the spots and everything. The man's a throwback. It's just straight up wrestling. He doesn't do any high flying stuff. He just wrestles. And he brawls when he needs to. The man is truly the best right now, world champion. You know, in my opinion.
Okay.
But the show, oh my goodness. They got Thunder Rosa as the women's champion in NWA. I am liking her more and more. I mean, her promos are great. They got Ricky Starks as the new TV champion. His promos are great. They're doing everything right now. Everything. They're hitting the ball out the park with all their champions right now. They are just doing a great job. All around. AEW is doing a good job too, but they have one fault. Their women division is terrible. They don't have a women division.
Yeah,
they have Rio.
That was the worst match at AEW last night. Nyla Rose and Big Swole. It was more of Nyla Rose basically. Green a little bit right there.
Who's in charge of the women's division? It's not Brandi Rhodes.
I think Kenny Omega is part of it also. I guess because she was part of the women's some of those women came from the DDT promotion where he came from in Japan and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how he had the hookups, I guess, from Nyla Rose and stuff when she was over there and a few others, yeah, like real. And I just hope she doesn't take it away from Rio right there. It's not going to work because Rio
nope.
is much way over. And the other Japanese worker is a better suitable contender for Rio than Nyla Rose.
Are you talking about Sheeta?
Sheeta, yes.
Oh my goodness. I am a Sheeta fan. Oh, man. Like, I follow her on Instagram. You know, her match. I saw her match with Aja Khan in Japan. I mean, the chick is really tough. She speaks English. She's learning to get better. She sings. She could be another. She'll go into Hollywood if they do her right. If they use her right, she'll be in Hollywood. Be like a rock, female version of rock. She is that good. You know that entertains. She can wrestle her butt off, and then she's just getting more popular. You know. But yeah, they got Rio did her. My opinion, Rio did her part as a woman, as a champion. You know, as being the first women's champion. But now she's coming up. She's like a Brock Lesnar. She doesn't connect with people. She doesn't wrestle, and she doesn't. You know, she doesn't do anything else. You know, I do like Santlander, the alien female wrestler. You know, she's pretty good. Okay, wait, I gotta know. So you're talking about AEW. What are your thoughts on Orange Cassidy? Hate him, like him, or you're
right.
Neutral? Orange Cassidy in AEW.
Yes, he's an entertaining, very good, basically. He's, when I see him doing his indie. Independence, he's entertainment.
He doesn't smile, laugh every now and then, but I don't take him seriously as a whole. You know, but a lot of fans like him. He's definitely over.
Right, he can definitely work, basically, yeah. And he's supposed to portray that, you know, that cool type, the quiet type, pants in the pocket and everything, and hot doing high spots.
Yeah. But why do you think AEW's beat NXT in the ratings? I mean, every week AEW's been on top. I think NXT has better...
I mean, they may have sometimes the better the wrestling, but
no.
It's... Yes, but it's... It's slowing down because AEW is a major. They know that it's a major company, and NXT is still considered development and stuff. That's why right there.
Yeah, but I mean, AEW hasn't hit a million one time, but they've been averaged about about 900,000 people. NXT's ratings been going
right
too, but AEW is like doing better.
Right. It's because the reason NXT was doing better because of the Survivor Series thing and them bringing in WWE talent showing up on NXT, the Seth Rollins and things right there to get them over right there, and they Vince already know that they have a 4-year deal now and a big money deal, and I don't know how this he want to take it now and stuff, because they're not going nowhere anytime soon in 4 or 5 years, and it's not even a year yet. It's gonna once they get to October, that's how you could tell how AEW will grow right there, because AEW is hit. They get weight. They doing good in attendance, pay-per-view buy rates, and they have decent ratings right now. That the network is happy with. As long as around, you know, the 700 to over 900,000 viewers right there, it's getting it's just starting. It's not going to take overnight, basically, for them to hit 2 million viewers. It's going to have to grow, like, right there. And it has only been around for a few months.
That's I see what you're saying. Okay, I'm gonna say something really upset, but I'm gonna say something that might upset people. But I have stopped watching Impact Wrestling. I'm not into that at all. I mean, I go to some Facebook pages, wrestling Facebook pages, and they talk about Impact. I'm curious about what people are saying, but I am done with Impact. Tessa Blanchard should not be the champion. I'm sorry. We have two divisions for a reason, men's and a women. So if you have two women champion, and there's going to be nothing for the men, the belt, is that going to mean anything? Really? I know she's a good worker. She's good in everything. She's a good wrestler. Tough as nails, you know. But I don't her being, you know, champion, the men's champion. That's just going over too bit. That's just going overboard. So I'm done with Impact Wrestling. It's things are supposed to make. It's wrestling is supposed to be fun, but supposed to make sense too. You don't see Ronda Rousey or any other women going into the men's division. And mixed martial arts, you don't see it. Or any women boxers, you know, going to the men's, you know, men's fighting men. You don't see that, you know, and taking the belts because they need to make sense. Cause, you know, it doesn't, you know, having her as champion just doesn't make any sense. And is it true that Impact is banned from Twitch? Is that true?
Right. But it did get over with by the crowd and everything else, and I guess because they own the Access TV, and I wonder, would this be a short-term deal for her to hold a title right there? And they did it because of to get their ratings up? I think it was that also. And she's It seems like she's gonna still have it when she's gonna wrestle Ace Austin for the Impact title for the next one, and I think she's gonna hold. I just don't want to see her. I don't think she needs to face Ace Austin, the X Division champion. And then
me either. I'm
also I just can't see her going over guys like Michael Elgin, the Moose, Rob Van Dam, Ken Shamrock.
Mhm.
And I think I just hope she's a short term champion right there.
Yeah, kind of died down a little bit. All this controversy about her being a bully and this other stuff, you know, a racist. Her boyfriend, her fiance is Hispanic. And I think there's a little bit of truth to it, but I don't really think that she's a full-blown racist.
Right.
But she might be a bully. But you know, in the wrestling business, in the locker room, everyone's out for themselves. So people are trying to get over and look out for themselves. So all the bad stuff has died down, you know, with her, basically.
Right.
You know, she's still, currently they have her still as a champion. Like you said.
Right. I mean, I would lose a lot of respect if it was confirmed that she said it, basically. But I wasn't there in Japan, and it wasn't no video or no transcripts of it, what she said. And it's two sides of the story right there. And, of course, you had, you know, ones like Priscilla Kelly going out and say she did blackball her for being getting a WWE deal, basically, with the tampon in another wrestler's face right there. And who else? A lot of Big Swole confirmed she said it to La Rosa Negro. I've almost came out like Rebel, Chelsea Dream. And Keith Lee repeated what she was saying right there in her comment about cool things happen. And if some say that she was, they were doing that so because of her title, she was about to get the Impact World title. They came out because of that, but she should have came out years ago if she wanted to say something about this. Don't
mm-hmm.
wait till she wants to win it. And of course, she had, you know, bad behavior problems when she didn't get Triple H, didn't pick her. Didn't sign her to a deal because of her backstage,
right?
Attitude. Maybe that changed the one going to Impact right there. Yeah, and it's just like she's just over top. Of the women wrestler, I give her respect that she's the women wrestler of 2019. But I just don't see her ever signing with WWE because I think that they know her backstage attitude, Triple H and stuff, and maybe AEW, it depends, basically.
Speaking of signing wrestlers in AEW, Brian Cage, Sean, I cannot wait to see him.
Right, he has a bicep injury, and he gonna be out for, I think, 5 to 6 months. And he confirmed that he hasn't signed with anyone. He's still a free agent.
Oh, okay.
His injury right now, yeah. And you, of course, you have Luke Harper more likely headed to AEW.
Yeah.
And Matt Hardy is the rumor right there of him being possibly part of, once his WWE contract up in a few weeks, that he's going to be the leader of Dark Order.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah, we see about that also. Of course, Jeff Hardy's going to seem like he's more likely going to stay in WWE. You also have who else? Of course, Revival. I think you're not going to see him on TV. Their contract is up soon, and they headed to more likely to AEW to do a few with the Young Bucks. And most fans want to see Asuka leave and go to AEW, basically, because WWE is misusing her, and she'll go back as Kana in AEW.
Her real name.
Yes. It's like he doesn't know how to use Japanese talent the right way.
What's your thoughts on the Bayley heel? Like it, don't like it?
Definitely like it. Something new and something new that fed her, basically.
The whole theme music is not too bad. But I miss the old Bayley. I do. But I like what they're doing with Lacey Evans.
Yeah,
she's still draining.
She's still drained, basically.
Yeah, she is.
Right, and they have way too many blondes in their company. Way too many. And it was confusing during the Women's Rumble. Who is who? It was blondes or us. Holly might as well could have went back to blonde.
Mm-hmm.
And you have it's like Dana don't have, you know, she toned down from her, she don't have the muscular look anymore.
Is it true Dana Brooke's dating Batista, or that's a rumor?
I heard, but maybe she did and stuff. Wow, and it's Lana and Liv Morgan. No one didn't care about that on Monday Night Raw.
Nope.
Or this Lashley or Rusev.
Rusev. Yeah, no, I don't. I do like the Buddy Murphy with Seth Rollins and AOP. I'm liking that.
Yes.
You know, and Kevin Owens and Samoa Joe teaming up.
That's a good stuff. And Randy Orton, beat up Edge. Oh, wow, I didn't see that coming.
Yeah, that was amazing right there. And I was just worried for that second. I did predict he was going to be in the Rumble, but it wasn't a good. I'm glad they decided not to have him to face Brock Lesnar. He just getting there right there, coming off this like a 10-year stint, or 9-year stint from the injury.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I got me. I'm SmackDown over Austin. You know, like what's going on. I like to see, I'm glad Morrison is back. Miz and Morrison.
Yes.
They together. Yes. That's a good thing.
Yes, they have chemistry right there.
I like what's going on between Otis and Mandy Rose. That gets my attention. And Naomi
right.
came back with her new hairdo.
Yes.
How come Naomi hasn't
been
wrestling?
Injury.
Okay, injury. Okay.
I think she's been hurt injuries. Yeah.
It was good, seeing, you know, good seeing Naomi back and how she stayed alive.
Right.
You know.
And it's just the problem with the main roster women is they keep pushing the same four women over the top of everyone else. The Charlotte Flair, Becky Lynch, Bayley, and you have Sasha right there. And it's like no one can over top that right there, and they need a change in that. And I think Mercedes Martinez needs to be on the main roster because she'll be 40 this year, and she needs to be on there right away. And even Shayna Baszler, she'll be 39, and I just hope that she really wrestle at WrestleMania. Someone like Becky, and it would make sense right there, and for them to move up to the main roster right there, because it's like it's like the main roster is not. It's like it's. It's stale. It's like NXT women division is way better. Much better because I guess Vince, anything without Vince around it is better.
So, what do you think is going to happen at the next pay per view? This in Saudi Arabia, they have a pay per view next month in Saudi Arabia. The Super Showdown. You think it's going to be good or?
No. If maybe when they had their hometown guy. Went from Saudi Arabia, and it's like it's going to be a throwaway. They trying to beg Sting to come back for money, and it's just I'm not looking forward to it, basically. And it's most of the talent don't really want to be there, and I don't know now with the morale go down now because of the Iran situation right there, and you know that Saudi Arabia don't care enough. They don't get along with Iranians.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how that's going to play a part of guys showing up to wrestle there. And it's a waste. And I don't know what they're going to do now for a tournament or something like that. And
mm-hmm.
A Royal Rumble again, and it's I just don't see interest in it.
Yeah, I'm not too thrilled with it. I'm not. But I do like the theme song of SmackDown. Are you ready for a good time? AC/DC. Woo, that's a good song. That's a good song to start off the show with.
Wow.
How the ratings for SmackDown on Fox Sports? The ratings are pretty good.
Yeah, it's lower. They thought it was going to be a three. When Fox signed the deal, they thought they were going to get 3 million or more viewers. They getting 2. I think they had 2.5 or 2.6 last week, and they be getting 2.1s and threes, and it's not they not drawing the audience right there. They lose an audience every year. WWE.
Wow. And we're just talking to XFL. It starts out in February. Are you looking forward to it? I'll catch some games. I'm curious about it. I'll watch a few games of it. But I don't know how
wow,
long.
This.
Go ahead.
And it seems like it's not gonna last. It doesn't have there's no way they will compete against the NFL or the CFL right there, and they don't have the money right there. It's just gonna be another company for players to go to, and the NFL want to recruit them to go to the Rule 5 draft or something like that, or recruit them to give them a better contract to the NFL. And I don't think it's going to – I give it 2 seasons it's going to last right there, and it's – those ratings going to drop after the first 2 weeks, and – no one now going to be really into it. They're going to be watching March Madness once it starts in the NBA playoffs, and it's the players playing for peanuts. They contracts again, and it's just not going to get over right there. It's just not right there. And Vince going to lose money from this.
Oh, did you hear about the Bella twins? They both pregnant. And they both like 2 weeks apart.
Congratulations to the Bellas.
I don't know how that worked out.
It's Bryant. Miss Danielson.
Yeah, maybe now they Daniel could have a son now. The second baby will be a boy. But we'll see. Well, it's been fun, right, chanting. A lot of something going on. Oh, yeah, we got Rocky Johnson that passed away and La Parka died. La Parka from Lucha Libre, from the Lucha Libre wrestler, died.
Yes, not the original La Parka that we had in WCW. That's now L.A. Park. The other La Parka Jr. that ended up becoming La Parka, a triple way once he went to WCW. And those, it was like a dangerous move. It's too many risk takes that can lead to injuries right there, those planchers or any other moves right there.
Yeah.
And it was shock for him to die later on from the hospital. He never made a recovery from that.
Right.
And Rocky Johnson was a shocker right there, and
mm-hmm.
I found out it was actually a blood clot, and he didn't go to the hospital right away, and it was, I think B. Blair was telling him he should have went to the hospital right away when he had, you know, when he wasn't feeling good.
Mm-hmm.
But he was one of the best workers right there. The soul
man
Rocky Johnson right there. And all over places, Canada, U.S. He just been amazing doing the shuffle also. He been Muhammad Ali's sparring partner, legit, and just amazing. One of the best drop kicks in the business, Keith Rose.
Oh yeah.
And you know, him and Tony Atlas didn't get along, and they had a short run as the first black tag team champions of WWF.
Yeah, they would have got along. They would have had the belts a whole lot longer because they were over with the fans. They were over.
Yes.
Well, it's been fun, Wayne, as usual. Last to look forward to next month. WWE got a Super Showdown coming up, and AEW got a new pay-per-view coming next month. It's going to be an interesting time in wrestling. It's an interesting month in wrestling. It's going to be good.
Yes, it is.
All right, man. Have a good night.
You have a good one also.
All right. Good night, wrestling fans. Good night, Wayne.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Tommy Two Chips. Yes. I'm getting exhausted, ladies and gentlemen. This is not easy being the host of Wrestling Infactor Radio. Too much when you have so many things going on outside of this the radio, like other work to attend to and stuff, other jobs and stuff, and family. Yes, we had a good night. And our viewership, wow. So many people in the chat room. and so much. So like 15 to 17 thousand in a chat room, and definitely so many people, so many callers. Yes, very interesting topics we this show has, with all types of pop culture. And if you want to download this episode, it's right up at blogtalkradio.com/WrestlingIt Factor Radio or Facebook fan page at Wrestling It Factor Radio / It Factor Entertainment Radio. Sorry about that. Yes, for Wayne Benitez and Tommy Two Chips. We about to call it a night. Later, everyone.
Pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good,
it
though.
It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
It was terrible.
Get him away!
Hey, boo!
Boo!